Good afternoon. I'm Vanessa Phelan with the latest news, sports, and weather. A new report commissioned by Ombudsman Claudia Monti reveals that coercive measures in psychiatric care, especially for children and adolescents, are used too frequently and inconsistently across clinics, prompting calls for improved legislation to ensure such interventions remain a last resort. The study was conducted over the last 2 years and reviewed treatment practices in several psychiatric institutions. The conclusion was clear: significant action is needed. Around 30% of staff have left MUDEM, Luxembourg's modern art museum, since director Bettina Steinbrugge took over in 2022, prompting concerns over governance and leadership that will today be addressed by the Parliamentary Culture Committee. In late March, RTL reported serious concerns within the museum after staff members spoke of a climate of fear and chaotic management. After losing her wallet at the Eimaschen Ball on Sunday evening, a young woman was reunited with it thanks to an anonymous kind stranger who handed it in to the police, prompting her family to launch a public appeal to thank them. It appears the person who found the wallet took it directly to the police station after the event. Wanting to express their gratitude, the woman's family has launched a Facebook appeal in hopes of identifying the honest individual. In international stories, the UK is hosting fresh international talks aimed at ending the war in Ukraine, as US President Donald Trump signals growing impatience with stalled diplomacy and reportedly considers recognizing Russia's annexation of Crimea. Envoys from Washington, Kiev, and European nations gathered for the talks, but a planned meeting of foreign ministers was postponed in a sign of the difficulties surrounding the negotiations. Gaza's Civil Defense Agency said today its crew recovered charred bodies from a school-turned-shelter for displaced people, as Israeli strikes killed 17 people in the territory since dawn. Talks aimed at reaching a new ceasefire have so far failed to produce any breakthroughs, and a Hamas delegation is currently in Cairo for renewed negotiations with Egyptian and Qatari mediators. For more on these stories and for the latest news, check out today.lu. Turning now to sport. In cricket, fast bowler Blessing Moosarabani's second-best career haul of 6 for 72 restricted Bangladesh to 255 in their second innings today, leaving Zimbabwe needing 174 runs to win the first test at Sylhet. Bangladesh added 61 runs to their overnight total of 194 for 4 to be all out for 255 in a weather-delayed first session on day 4. Cristiano Ronaldo's Al Nassr are one of three big-spending Saudi Arabian clubs hunting AFC Champions League glory on home soil when the final knockout stages begin on Friday. The desert nation hosts the quarterfinals, semifinals, and the final of Asia's Premier Club competition from the 25th of April to the 3rd of May in Jeddah. Can't get enough sport? Then head over to today.lu. This afternoon will unfortunately bring increased cloud cover and rain, with wind gusts of up to 50 kilometers per hour expected. The high temperature will be 14 degrees. It is currently 11 degrees.